Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter, Kitabul Ilmi, the chapter on knowledge. And starting off with the chapter of knowledge, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brings the virtue of knowledge, Babu Fadlil Ilmi, the chapter on the virtue of knowledge. Knowledge, ilm is such a thing that it is an ocean. The more deeper a person goes, the more a person will be able to see, the more a person will be able to appreciate, the more a person will be able to enjoy. And there is no end to ilm. It doesn't matter how much a person knows. The more a person learns, the more he will realize how much he doesn't know. Because the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi has mentioned that as a person is getting older, he now realizes and he perceives that there's so much I don't know. There's so much I don't know, because he's seeing the changes, he's seeing the amount of information that is around, and he realizes that so little I know. At one stage he thought he knows a lot. In our context, to understand, when the cell phone was first invented, the first simple cell phone, we all knew how to use every feature in that phone, how to use the dialing feature, how used to use the phone book, how used to use the message feature. But ask the average person in the phone today, that do you know how to use every feature in this phone? He'll tell you he doesn't know. Because things are changing so much, so rapidly, and there's so many changes that are taking place, that a person realizes that there's so little that I know. So ilm is such a thing. His ilm is from min al-mahdi ila al-lahd. From the time a person is in the cradle, right up till the time the person is put into the qabr, a person continues learning and learning. And there's no age limit here. There's no age limit that I'm too old to learn. A person can continue learning right up till the last day of his life. He can proceed and he can learn more and he can increase his ilm. And ilm is such a thing, this is true richness. True richness, unlike wealth, somebody can snatch it, somebody can steal it, somebody can rob you, somebody can defraud you. But when it comes to knowledge, nobody can steal that knowledge from you. It is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ayat of the Quran, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, that say, O my sustainer, increase me knowledge. Who is being told this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet his knowledge compared to the ummah was very, very, very vast. Allah Pak had given him such knowledge from the beginning till the end. Allah Pak had given him vast knowledge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But besides, after, despite Allah Pak giving him the knowledge, Allah Pak is telling him, قُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, that say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So imagine how much more we need to make this dua, and how much effort we need to see that we can gain the correct ilm. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are those who have knowledge equal to those who don't have knowledge? Can they ever be equal? In other words, can they ever be equal? That person who Allah has bestowed on ilm and that person who doesn't have knowledge, they can never be equal. So Allah is asking it in a question form, that are those who have knowledge equal to those who have no knowledge? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. Allah Pak will raise their ranks, those that have iman and those that have been given knowledge. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. From amongst his servants, from amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is those that have knowledge that fear Allah. Those that have knowledge, they are the ones that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith, عن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. متفق عليه. Hazrat Muawiya رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah desires good for a person, he bestows him with profound understanding of deen. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him deen, give him the understanding of deen? Because this understanding of deen is such a thing that will help this person to benefit in this world and also benefit in the akhirah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him wealth, that wealth may benefit him a little bit in this world, but what will it do for him if he doesn't use it correctly, if he doesn't have the knowledge how to use it? In fact, that can be a very harmful thing to him. But if he has the ilm of deen, he'll know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him at every given moment, and at the same time, he will know that how I can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. And this ilm is such a thing that it will help him to come out from even difficult situations. He'll find himself in a very, very difficult situation. If this person is bestowed with the correct ilm, then automatically that ilm itself will help him to come out of the situation. Another benefit of ilm is, true ilm, it creates khashyat in a person. And when a person has got that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it helps him to become humble. It brings humility in him. Ulama give an example of a tree. Think of a mango tree. A mango tree, when it's got nothing to offer, it's got no fruit, it's got no mango fruit on the tree, then that tree, the branches stand tall, they stand high. But the moment that fruit tree has got something to offer, it's got nice big mangoes on it, what happens to the branches? They all come down. All the branches start sagging, why this tree has got something to offer. When a person has got ilm, he's got true ilm, he's got something to offer, automatically he's down, automatically he's humble, why he's got something to offer. So this is the example of ilm. It creates a khashyat in a person, it brings a humility in a person, and it helps a person throughout his life. We'll do one more hadith and then we'll terminate. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that jealousy is not permitted except in two cases. Jealousy or envy, I'll explain this a little bit, is not permissible for a person except in two situations. The first is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed somebody with wealth, and this person now he's spending that wealth in the causes, and he's using it, his wealth, for the purposes of the truth. In other words, he's spending it in the correct avenues, he's spending it for the correct purposes. This person is using that wealth in the correct purposes to promote truth and to promote those things that are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you can have an envy for this type of person, why he's got that wealth and he's using it correctly. Not envy for him because he's got wealth and he's going for holidays, he's got wealth and he's enjoying life. No, he's got that wealth but he's spending it in the correct path. And the next type of person, وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةِ, that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wisdom, and he judges by it and he teaches it, so that he makes the correct judgments, he judges it, he uses it. If there is a situation that comes in front of him, he gives the correct ruling. So that knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he uses that knowledge correctly. And also what he does with that knowledge is he teaches it to others. He helps people, he teaches people. And that type of person we can be envious of. This word in Arabic, hasad, hasad means to be jealous. This is completely impermissible at all. Jealous in such a situation that you desire zawal of the ni'mat of the next person. That you desire that next person must lose that benefit that he's got, that fazl, that grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, that bounty that Allah has given the next person, you want that person must lose it. That is called hasad. This is not acceptable and not permissible at all. What this hadith is speaking about is ghibta. Ghibta is a person is envious of somebody, but not envious to such an extent that he wants that ni'mah, that bounty to be snatched away. He's thinking to himself, how nice if I could be like that person. How nice if I had that wealth that this person had. So, and he's spending it in the correct path and he's using it for the correct purposes. How nice if I could be like him. So you're not desiring that his wealth be snatched away. You're desiring you could be like him so you could get the reward like him. There's no problem on that. Or a person is desirous that how nice if I had ilm like such and such a person. So I also could teach people. I could also make the right decisions. I could give the right verdicts. I could act in the right way, at the right moments, in the right time. I could do the right thing if I had this type of knowledge. So when a person is desirous of this, this is known as ghibta. Here, this is no problem. You're not desiring any zawalun ni'mah of the next person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This ilm and this knowledge is such a thing that we should continuously be trying to learn. Continuously trying to learn. And one very important thing in this time and age, Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ, that this ilm is actually your deen. فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ, be very careful who you're taking your deen from. Today on the YouTube, if a person goes, he can listen to any person speaking. He doesn't know whether that person has got the correct understanding of deen. He doesn't have the correct understanding. He may be a profound orator. Sometimes a person is a non-Muslim and people are listening to him speaking about deeny things. You have to be very careful. Don't ever be caught by the way a person speaks, how good he is in orating. But rather we should look to see what is the level of the person's ilm, what is the level of his amal, what is the level of his khashyat, what is the level of ta'alluq he has with his seniors. Accordingly, we should take from such people. Not that the person is so profound and he's such a good orator, he's maybe non-Muslim also, he maybe have no sunnah in his life, but just because he can speak well and his accent is good, so therefore we want to take from such a person, we have to be very, very careful. Therefore Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Be very, very careful who you take your deen from. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.